from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People texting in, I think it was that southern accent that people couldn't get, that she was having trouble hearing. I don't know. I'm telling you, as a person that was there, it was not the accent.
Puck to and spit on that thing.
I never got.
By the way,
I never got that feel at all.
By the way, she was there in Cleveland.
Yeah, Hawk Tool was there.
She was at the casino.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, Hawk Tool was there. How did we not catch up and get a little content with Hawk Tool, man?
Hey, man. I was wondering the same thing.
I mean, the Tua, the quarterback, and Hawk Tua need to get together. There's something there.
Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
I mean, there's something there.
He's not cool enough to go with it.
I mean, Tua's got to spit on his hand or something before he throws the next ball.
Oh, you're on to something. It could be a celebration for him.
Tua's not cool enough to do it.
Hawk Tua.
It would go along.
Spit on that thing.
Tyreek would do it without him. Like he scored. Hey, come in, come in.
He'd have her spit on the ball, Hawk Tua on the ball. Oh, that'd be great. Look, I mean,
it was not the accent.
If it was the accent, she was the only one in all of Cleveland that had a hard time understanding.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Like when I said, like, she just completely missed the whole phrase. Like not.
God, I should have wrote them down. I should have wrote them down because there's some. There were some very, very interesting ones. The best part is when she'd start answering them, we'd all look at each other like, what is she talking about?
Yes.
The hell did she think I said?
Because, you said, where's the bath? Where's the restroom at? Oh, yeah, we've got three restaurants.
Yeah, we own three of the restaurants in Cleveland. What the hell are you talking about? And that, she really misunderstood. I asked the size of the oysters. That was one of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm not a big fan of, like, I like raw oysters, but I don't like the ones where they're just filling the shell. You know what I mean? I like the little smaller, little sweeter.
Yeah, she took that somewhere else, too.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah, good for her. Too bad. No, it wasn't an accent, man. It wasn't no accent. Not that time. Wasn't no accent. Hey, you got a guy who you think that we need to start putting respect on his name.
Oh, you want a little respect?
Because I know my man took you down at Jersey's when he thought that maybe Isaiah Hutchinson, if we start hearing some rumblings of that, should be playing over Noah Brown.
I mean, look, this camp has been, and we hadn't really talked much about it because it's a depth receiver that they paid that's going to be here. There was one time in camp last year, and I remember saying it to the people, Noah Brown early in camp last year really stood out. I mean, there was a couple of days where he was the best receiver on the field. Now, that did not age well with Nico Collins going out there and killing it and Tank Dell doing his thing. But we're talking about the number four receiver here. We're talking about a guy that's going to get quite a bit of run, I think, this year because they're going to be in 11 personnel a lot. So you're going to see some wide receiver rotation. And this season, this camp, I'm just watching guys move, watching guys run routes, watching guys kind of quietly go through camp. Noah Brown is a big piece of what the Texans are going to do. Again, they're going to go 11 personnel, and clearly the top three receivers we know are Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Diggs. We get that. But in order to go 11 personnel, you're going to need depth. You're going to need guys that can fill in when somebody's injured, which we saw him go for $150. I think he went for $140 also, two different games.
Yeah, back-to-back games last year. Against the Bucs and against the Bengals. He went off.
So the ability to have a veteran that can play any of the positions that can go in there and can potentially give you $150, we need to put a little respect on that guy's name. Not that before this weekend anybody was disrespecting it, but I'll be damned if we wasn't sitting there in jerseys doing a live broadcast. And now look, Larry was in that sauce, and Larry may got a little carried away after the game, but he was the first one to scream out that Xavier Hutchinson is your number four receiver.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.